half jackfruit.
Big thing.
Big fruit. They do not know how to eat it, mostly. I've seen them selling sometime in private markets, but I don't know if we can get it in the public market.
I've never seen it in a public market.
They didn't sell it.
You can have some jackfruit tea.
Another property.
Yeah. Okay. Nutritive and very sweet.
Very sweet.
Yes. When it is right, it is very when it is not right, it is called vegetable meat.
Too good.
Yeah. Prepare, it is better than meat.
Yeah.
Yes, big seeds.
That
is also very digestive. If you make it powder, it acts like what is called pancreas. Pancreas.
Oh, pancreas. I think he once told a story about an Englishman who wanted to taste jackfruit.
Yes. See, jam. It is very, the blue.
Should I call it Java plum? It's bitter fruit.
Huh?
Is it very bitter?
Yeah. Not bitter.
Oh.
Yeah, it is sour. It is sour.
It makes a blue stain.
Yeah. You have what?
Many here, yeah.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good for diabetic patients.
Should we plant one on the land?
Oh, yes. It is called
Java
Kalajam.
Kalajam. It's good medicine for diabetes. Houses are all fire proof. Huh?
So they say.
Huh?
That's what they say to the
No, they're not fire proof.
Huh?
No.
They're concrete. There is no framework.
There's no wood.
No.
Then how is it they had a fire? They had a fire in one recently.
Sometimes a fire starts in the kitchen or
because
there's gas and the furniture.
Not in the house. Wooden houses, they're just like matchbox. Australia, they like cottage house. They don't like the skyscraper.
Yeah, they like brick house.
Yeah.
Many brick houses.
A small one story. Yeah,
they're spread out.
They're aristocratic. They do not go to the sky. Come on now.
They like the idea of one house.
That is good idea. That is Indian idea.
Front, on the hedges, all those hedges in the front.
Very nice.
They produce this line.
Very good. Punnavanna putin bhyaj. As soon as such fragrance, one should remember Krishna. This is Krishna. Punnavanna putin bhyaj. Where is that scientist? It's like from the earth, we are getting so many varieties of flavor and taste. The fruits are different taste, the flowers different fragrance, but where from it is coming? From the earth. So why the scientists do not take all these things from the earth?
All they do is create smog.
Huh?
They create smog. Krishna creates fragrant smogs.
Huh? No, smog is also created like this. That's all right. I mean to say, from the ground, everything is there, the flavor.
So why they can't put it together?
Why they cannot, by scientific, chemical, or physical way, they cannot take the flavor from the earth.
They do make synthetic scents.
No.
They come out synthetic, though.
Huh?
They do not smell the same.
No, it's good.
Actually, yeah, they make perfumes from flowers.
Huh?
Perfume, they make from flowers.
Flowers, yes. That is, that's not to get
herb.
Some
herb.
Dirt.
Yes.
And extract the flavor. Mm. Then I know that you are a scientist. Vast water. But they cannot make it sweet. That you will have to depend on God. The water is actually is taken and it is made sweet. So how they can deny the hand of God?
They have some water distillation plants now.
That is nonsense. You know that. Distill 1 pound of water. That does not mean that. You know, why they are unnecessarily proud and denying the authority of God? How foolish they are. I don't like that. The most heinous type of atheist. Not gentlemen. Whenever they hold some conference, they say, don't talk of God. Then you cannot come to the conference.
Yes.
Do they
yes,
know?
Yes.
What is that?
There was a conference on biology and evolution. And they made a rule at the beginning of the conference that whatever we discuss from now on is all right, except that we will not discuss about God or anything, any divine factor of creation.
Yes, how much a teacher. Shameless a teacher.
Yes.
Other atheists, they have got some shame, but these people are shameless. Shameless.
Because we cannot see God in our laboratory, therefore we will not discuss Him.
But why do you teach us? We do not see whatever you say. We do not see. Why do you press upon us? Keep seeing is evidence that we don't see what nonsense you are talking.
We don't see their atoms, we don't see their sputnik flying landing.
Why do you talk?
They want to put themselves in the place of the supreme authority.
No, that's all I need. That is your reason that you don't see God. But we don't see that you are going to the moon planet. Why you make us believe that you are going to moon planet?
They might also say that we don't have the eyes to see the atoms and things like that.
That's all I ask. Then you take our formula. Why do you expect to see God with your eyes? That means they are shameless atheists.
They say
other atheists, they have but little shame. But these people have no shame. Rest of the matter. Maya apurhitagya. Okay.
They roam about freely. Some of them.
Vrindavan, many. Kokila hangsa sara sadana kide mayura kude. Nana ratta mitava. Sijipta Vrindavan. Samha.
Manishan.
Mahanisham? Radha Krishnam. Aharunisham. Yeah. Aharunisham. Bhajato. What is the name?
Bhajato Muda. Radha Krishna Mahanisham.
Bhajato.
Bhajato Muda.
Rakhali. Rana Ratnam Vitavastani. Sri Yipta Minda. Radha Krishnam, Aharnisham Gattu, Vande Rupa Sanatana Vajibhira, Sri Jeevaku. Mountains are creation of volcanic eruption?
Yes.
Crater there.
Huh?
Inside there is a crater.
This problem is, at the present moment, that exhausted all their intellect. Now they are finding out how to bless the people and maintain them.
But
that is their problem.
The people have lost faith in the science, yes. They have not produced anything.
That is the problem. Because they have cheated people for so many years and drawn high salaries. Now they are finding out how to cheat these restaurants and continue our business. This is the problem. Because they have nothing to research, everything, whatever, is finished. And I'll tell you.
Yes.
Simply, big, big words, that's all. Huh? Word jugglery, that's all. They could not do anything. But what exactly they have done, something which is not done by God. The competition is God. So what they have done? Huh? What is their country?
Only negative, nothing positive. You're to kill people.
That is. That must happen. Diverting the attention of the people from going to the moon planet, they are meeting in the sky. So what will benefit is derived by their meeting in the sky?
They have people now that are... They have scientists now that are proposing and they have grants on how to develop a city in outer space or on the moon, where they already have it. How are they going to send people? How are they going to get your...
Another bluff.
Yes.
And these rascals are believing them.
Especially, they're making, trying to make you feel that your problems will be solved. That when it gets too bad, they'll just be able to go to the moon. So there's no real problem, even if you ruin the Earth, because you can always escape.
No, that means... What about the moon planet going? That is stopped?
Going to the moon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any more.
I finished that.
Huh?
I don't
think much litter up there.
Useless.
A campaign.
That will take place. Otherwise, how is they will be killed?
They're calling it a limited nuclear.
They are accumulating so much sinful load that must be killed. That is sure. Nathaka. That will test you.
The sinless people will survive?
Huh?
The sinless people?
Yes. We. There was an artificial famine in India, and I particularly inquired from all devotees whether they have got any problem in this famine. They said no. I have taken the statistics. In 1942, the artificial famine created by government. So, there were big earthquakes in Bihar. At that time, one of my godbrother, he was government auditor. I inquired, in that earthquake, only his house was set. I have seen it many times. Kaunti apratijani hi nami vaksap tanasat. That is the only samasita ji patapalla bhakti. Mahat padam punya jaso murari. Avam buddhi vatsa padam parang padam padama jada pipudana na ki. Padama jada pipudana na te sa. It is not meant for that. All these dangerous things. That nuclear war means it will not continue very long. The first party will drop the bomb on the other party. He will be victorious and immediately war will start. They are simply arranging how to drop the atom bomb first. So one who will be able to drop the bomb first, he will be victorious. It doesn't require a long time. That's right. In Japan, as soon as the Americans dropped the atom bomb in Hiroshima, immediately they surrendered. This is the result. Now the question is, who will be able to drop the bomb first?
The Japanese didn't have any atom bombs to send back, though.
No.
I mean,
it was in possession of Hitler. And your American stolen, kept it. Hitler wanted to use it, but good sense he did not like. He said that I can do it immediately, but I will not do it. So three bombs they kept ready. And when Germany was in awkward condition, these Americans they stole them. And they used this in Japan. This was manufactured by the Germans.
And most of the American scientific knowledge for going to space, etc., is all gotten from the Germans.
Yes.
They stole the German scientists. And the Russians also, after the war, they took many German scientists.
I think the aeroplane was made by the Germans.
Yes, the jet airplane. Yeah. Yes.
And they took it, the idea, from Sanskrit literature.
Sorry.
Yeah. They purchased the book from Banaras.
And those in India, we have that Hawaii.
Huh?
Hawaii. And it, the firecracker.
Uh-huh.
The idea was from there.
The Germans also had the idea that this universe is encased in some hard layers. And they were trying to bounce waves off of the...
All the Germans, they very much praise Indian culture. That's my godbrother, Suryan. When he came to India, he said that when Indian students come to our country, first of all we inquire how much he has got asset of his own culture. If he finds that he has got some knowledge in his own culture, then he receives. Otherwise, he rejects. As soon as he found that somebody is made of London culture, then immediately he rejects. There are many Sanskrit scholars in that.
Oh, it's a good dictionary.
Max Muller was German.
A lot of the devotees have been wondering about book production if there is some war.
Uh-huh.
A lot of us at the press have even been wondering about book production if there is some war.
War?
Yeah.
See, war will be for 3 days only. This war is not prolonged. That is not possible.
It is not the big one.
No, it is big one, but it will finish within short time.
The bombs are expensive.
But the argument is that these bombs will create more disturbance than just the blowing up. They create what's called radioactive fallout.
Yes, that will do it. But the war will stop. Because the party which will be able to drop the bomb first, he will be victorious.
They've got these fancy.
Then after effects, what will happen? That is another thing. But war will not continue for 10 years or 5 years.
Many communist countries now, they're not making any more big cities. They're keeping the population very spread out so that after the war, they will be able to take over. Because if one is to have a big city, then the people can be killed very easily in one bomb.
They're afraid of death.
Well, the Chinese figure they have so many people that even if there is a war, there will still be so many of them left.
They will be left. Nama Hare Nama. Hare Krishna, don't bother.
Because they don't want to make a difference.
They can drop the first bomb in Moscow, then they will come out. And the communists will be changed. Else will Pakistan only for this year. It is just on the border of Russia. Pakistan didn't plan that bomb in Moscow.
In the United States and Russia are to get on special airplanes that are equipped like a city in the air, where they will be able to wage war from the air, so that even if all the cities are destroyed, they'll still be able to make strategy and keep sending missiles with warheads, because they have so many missiles with warheads all over the country that even if all the cities are wiped out, they can keep sending more.
They
have it so that they have something like a year's supply.
They're struggling, but living. They're not well out to live. My point is,
yes, well, they have some basic differences, in philosophy.
What is it?
The Chinese say that the Russians are revisionist. That is, that they're actually capitalist. And the Russians say that the Chinese are religionists, that they're following alongside with their
Chinese.
Most of the Russians are on a growth of